Football head coach Jay McKinstry had an opportunity few coaches have ever had on Iowa's high school sidelines, a chance to compete for a state championship in the Unidome in his final game. The story marked a cherry on top of a remarkable autumn season of athletics for the Dutch in 2024.
It's Kurt on a keeper. He's near the line to gain, and he got it by the spot. He got it.
Yes, if they don't give him that spot, it'll be a ripoff because he's well over the line.
And there's your dome dagger.
Yeah, baby. 2 yards, but who cares? It was one more than we needed.
The Dutch made the team's first state title game and Unidome appearance since 2017.
Our coaches do a fantastic job of getting these kids in the right positions, getting the round pegs and round holes and the square pegs and square holes and knowing where we're going to put them, schematically what we're doing, and just encouraging them in a good way and challenging them in a good way. And our coaches are fantastic here, Andrew. I don't know if I could have been blessed anymore with the types of coaches we've got to coach with and the type of men. They have been a blessing to me. And I can't say enough good things about them, or I express how grateful I am toward them enough. But they've done a great job. And thank you to our parents. You know, our parents do a great job creating a culture here too, as far as excellence. And I always say, you know, Frosty Western used to say, make it the big time where you're at. And that's what our parents do for their kids and for our community and for them. Though it's kind of fun for them to follow our team this year and embrace them. And over all the years, it's been fantastic. You know, and Andrew, you and Trevor and Randy are part of that too. It's like, it's just a really neat time. And, you know, that's when I'll get emotional, is thinking about missing being part of that. And not belonging to that anymore. And that's what, you know, like, wow. And I'm grateful for the time that I did get to be part of that and everybody involved in that and doing that for our young kids. And that's the part that I think I'll just probably, I'm not sure how I'll handle that late summer or fall next year. I'm not sure I'll do very well, but but I know it's going to be okay and it's the right thing. And I think as time passes, it'll be better yet. Continue seeking what God has for me and my family.
5 players earned All-State honors from the Iowa Football Coaches Association, including Colin Kurt, Emmanuel Deers, and Nate Warner on the first team, and Palmer Hemming and Tyson Barnes on the second squad. Warner was also chosen on the elite All-State team, regardless of classification, by the Des Moines Register.
Pointing in the shotgun, takes a snap, tosses it left to Weiss, trying to get to the corner, and Pella's there to bury him in the backfield.
Guess who?
And Nate Warner, for the fourth time tonight, comes up with a defensive play and a fourth down stop.
Man, is he playing inspired football tonight or what?
Pella's cross-country team started the postseason parade with a strong third-place finish and trophy for a boys' team that overcame key senior losses on the roster from 2023 and mid-season illness this year.
You know, we were not hanging our heads at any moment after we got third place. We knew we had run well. Those two teams had run better. But for both boys and girls now to come home with a state trophy in the top 3 years in a row, extraordinary consistency, extraordinary belief that as some people graduate, you know, whether it's Chase Lauman, Nathan Vanderwall, we graduate some incredible athletes in depth from our team, and the next group steps up.
They were led by state runner-up Kanan Dunham, running in defense of his individual state championship. Teammates Mason Gawke, Caden Brown, and Devin Brown earned Class 3A second-team All-State honors, a new award that started this year.
They recorded the lowest score in state meet history since going to 4 classes and scoring 5 in 2003 with 23 points. The Little Dutch of Pella and Coach Doug Cutler.
The Dutch girls powered their way to the greatest single race in state meet history, scoring 23 points to demolish the Class 3A field, the lowest ever in the 5K era.
And your champion, she defended her title. She set a new meet record, the all-time best ever run at Iowa on any course, the all-time best ever run at the state meet, running 1630.9, a junior from Pella, Marissa Farabee.
Marissa Farabee broke the Lakeside course finals record and her own all-time Iowa 5K best with a run of 1630.9. Teammate Elsie Brenneman ran the second fastest race in the entire state regardless of class at 1758 to earn elite All-State honors from the Iowa Track and Field Coaches Association. Both were also honorees on the Des Moines Register's All-Iowa team. Ruth Dunham also made the elite all-state team with her 1823.4 as the 10th best time regardless of class and third best in 3A. Teammates Mara Skibout, Carly Altwine, and Lizzie Vandervoort were first team class 3A all-state honorees.
Back row attack for Katie Sheckel, who gets it in! And with a raucous student section behind them, on Thursday, the Pella volleyball team will be playing for the state championship.
A run to the state finals capped a strong return to form for the Pella volleyball team, making the school's first Final Eight appearance since 2018.
And Katie Sheckel will send the Dutch to the 2024 state volleyball tournament.
Katie Sheckel was named the Class 4A Volleyball Player of the Year by the Iowa Girls Coaches Association. Sheckel was also named to the 4A All-Tournament team with fellow setter and hitter Emma Ekoff.
Pendulum swinging, the Dutch with a little momentum here, and another ace for Emma Ekoff. The fifth ace of the night for Emma Ekoff.
Pella's 41 wins marked the most for the team since they hit 40 in 2009. The last time the Dutch found similar levels of success in a fall season was 2016, when the football team capped off a third consecutive undefeated season to win the 3A state title. The volleyball team also pushed to the state finals against Wallert, and the cross-country girls placed second in 3A, and the boys placed fifth. With this look back at the 2024 fall season for Pella High School, I'm Andrew Schneider. Tune in to winter sports coverage for the green and white all winter long starting this week. And head to KNIAKRLS.com for interviews, photos, and more.